Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Unless you want to play stomach roulette, you better get rid of all of those Thanksgiving leftovers. Experts say they are only going to last 4 days in your fridge before you should be a little weary about still having a turkey sandwich. So that means time expired yesterday. No more leftovers.
I don't believe in that.
Shocker.
Now, excuse me. Here's what I don't understand. We could have leftover pizza in our fridge for what, 6-7 days? We don't even think about it. We take a bite. Why is it that all of a sudden we're all up in arms because turkey's been in the fridge for 3 to 5 days?
I'm the wrong person to ask because I have so many food phobias. If I have leftovers in my fridge for more than 2 or 3 days, I won't even look at it.
So you'll just throw it away. You're a food waster.
I'm not a food waster, but I'm not going to eat it. I'm not trying to put myself in the hospital because the food has like bacteria.
Well, I don't have a great track record with that because that did happen to me. But do something as simple as the smell test. Take it out of the fridge, give it a whiff. If it smells fine, you're good to go.
Can you smell bacteria? Can you be like, yeah, that's going to be a little funky?
I'm sure sometimes you can. Yeah, you can smell funkiness.
No, I'm sorry. So that's funny because the article I read even refers to as some people will do the smell test.
Yeah.
And probably not the best way.
You know what? Even if you don't want to do the smell test, you heat it up, you take a bite. If it doesn't taste right, then sure, toss it.
I'm not even going that far.
I still think that if you wanted to heat up some Thanksgiving, so today's the last day, you're saying?
Yesterday was the last day. Today they should be cleaned
out. So if it's in the fridge, okay, I'd say, you know what? You're fine for another day or so. If it's properly refrigerated,
Here's the other thing. Weren't you the guy that brought, what was it, deer meat that was like in the freezer for 8 years
you
or
betcha.
Something?
You betcha, because as long as it's frozen, as long as you're properly taking care of the food, then you're okay.
Okay, so what's your timeline? Leftovers in your fridge, they have a shelf life of how long? How long are you holding on to it for?
Let's say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'd say...
You're going a week?
I'd say, you know what, tomorrow's it. So, I'd go tomorrow, so that's what, six?
6 days?
6 days. And then if your fridge is empty and you really don't have any food and all you have is leftovers, then you can go day seven.
You would
but
eat
that's
like
on
a
you.
Fuzzy blue burrito, huh?
I'm not eating anything fuzzy or blue. I'm not eating mold. Yuck. No. I'm just saying I think you can extend it by another day or so because I know a lot of people ended up with a lot of leftovers.
You're an art. My husband's the same way. Because I will go through and I'll just start to clean stuff out. And he's like, why are you throwing that away? I'm like, because it's been in here almost a week. And he's like, leave it. I'll eat it. Then again, his stomach is like... should be studied by scientists because he can pretty much eat anything. Me, 2 to 3 days max. That's it for leftovers.
I did watch that man eat a hot dog straight off the ground.
He wiped it off on his jeans first.
Did he clean
it
up?
A little bit of credit. Not much, but a little bit.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Yes, I can be dramatic, but I feel like in this situation, I was not being dramatic. I was holding it down because there was a principle.
This story is wild.
Okay, so let me take you back to this weekend, okay? I was like, oh, I want to go get my nails and my toes done because it's my birthday and I'm going to treat myself. So I had my boys with me. I was like, you guys, we're going to run in here really quick. Well, it was Friday, which was Black Friday. A lot of people were off. Went to my normal nail shop. They were full. I didn't make an appointment. So I was like, okay, you know what? I know there's another one. Went to another one that I will sometimes go to, but it's not my favorite. Definitely not my favorite anymore because I walk in. And there's some people there. They're sitting, right? And I asked, how long for a pedicure and a manicure? 5 minutes. And I was like, 5 minutes? Okay, that doesn't seem bad. A lot of people here, but whatever. Maybe they're going real fast. So I wait about 15 minutes. Still not getting sat. The boys are getting a little anxious. I said, okay, guys, give them 5 more minutes. If nothing happens, then we're just going to go. So like 4 minutes into that 5 minutes. Okay, we'll sit you. So they take me to my seat. I sit there, put my feet in the water. 15 more minutes before somebody comes over. Now I'm doing like the staring at my watch. I got to get going. Like, you know, there are things that need to happen. So the lady comes over. She starts doing my pedicure. I now don't have time to get my nails done and they don't even have anybody to do it. So I'm talking to Colt, my little one. He's next to me and he's like, Mom, don't we have to go? I said, yeah, baby, we're going to go. We're going to just get a pedicure really fast. So in my mind, I think that the lady that's doing my toes is doing me a solid because she does the quickest pedicure ever. I'm telling you, like 20 minutes, okay? To the point that she doesn't even do the lotion massage part, which is the best part, okay? That's like the whole reason you go get your toes done.
Okay.
So I go up to go pay and the lady goes, a basic pedicure is going to be $33. And I said, about that. You didn't give me a basic pedicure. And she said, yeah, I did. And I said, no, you didn't. I said, you didn't even do like the lotion and massage. And she goes, oh, I didn't? She didn't even realize, okay? World's quickest pedicure. You wonder why you skipped out the whole lotion part. So I was like, no, you didn't. So she goes, well, your toes are wet, so I can't do it now. Just wait a little bit. I don't have time to wait, okay? You've already added 30 minutes to my day. So I'm like, I don't have time. She goes, okay, I'll just get you next time. No, you won't. No, you won't. I said, no, how about you just charge me a discounted rate because you didn't do the pedicure? By this point, she already has my credit card, right? So she like laughs. And I was like, I'm not kidding. And of course, the nail shop is full, right? So everybody's looking at me like, this lady's causing a scene, including my kids who are like, Mommy, are you okay? And I said, hold on. This is the principle that you don't get charged for things you don't get. And so the lady's like, well, I'm going to have to charge you. And I said, well, then I'm going to have to speak to your manager. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I pulled out that one. Let me tell you, the manager was sitting right next to her. She did one of those quick, like, glance away. Yeah, like, I don't want to get dragged into this. And so now it's like the standoff between me and the nail tech of like, I'm not paying. And had I had my credit card, I probably would have walked out. I'm not even kidding, right? I was hot.
So they still had it in hand.
She still had it. I said, you're not going to charge me full price. And she goes, I'll charge you 30 and I'll pay the other three. And I was like, at that point, I'm like, fine. Let me tell you, it was not a good tip, okay? She's lucky she got a tip at all. It was not a good tip. Took my credit card. I went and left a Google review. You better believe it. Don't go there anymore.
Wild.
Over $3.
Fiery. You caused a scene because you didn't get your lotion.
That's the best part of getting a pedicure.
Let me ask you this. How busy were they?
They were busy. They were very busy.
And she didn't even remember not doing the lotion.
No.
And you know what? I would have given her some grace. I would have taken a deep breath. I'd say, you know, maybe she's having a rough day.
No.
That's the nice person I am.
That is not me. I'm going to fight over
$3. I can't believe you fought over $3, caused a scene at the salon with your kids in attendance.
It is the principle. You don't get charged for things you didn't get.
And you cause a scene.
Am I dramatic or was it justified? Not quite bottle rockets, but definitely fireworks when I went to go get a pedicure the other day and I had to end up arguing over $3. But it was justified, in my opinion. Went and got a pedicure. After they did the whole, we'll see you in 5 minutes, half hour later, finally get my pedicure. I'm in a rush now. I gotta go. She does the whole pedicure, but doesn't do the best part, the lotion and massage. So then when I go to pay, the lady tries to charge me full price. No, not going to pay full price because you didn't do a full pedicure. So I told her, I said, I'm not paying full price. You need to take some money off. Ended up causing a little bit of a scene inside the nail salon, but I think it was justified.
What did your boys think after all this happened? Because you had them there also.
Okay, first of all, my boys know me pretty well. They're like, oh, mom's at it again.
It's another Tuesday.
No, but they did afterwards. They're like, mom, are you okay? You seem very mad. And I told them, I said, I am very mad. You do not let people charge you for things you didn't get. Don't let people take advantage of you. And I felt like me arguing for the $3, yes, it also helped my wallet, but I was teaching my boys a lesson to, like, you got to stand up for yourself. Otherwise, people will walk all over you.
I get where you're coming from, though, but $3 at the end of the day probably would have just gave him the money and then would have walked out and probably never would have come back.
Oh, I'm definitely not going back. And I'm half tempted to say what nail salon it is on air, but I'm not going to. 951 fills me. They say, oh, heck no. I would have asked for my credit card back. I would have demanded $5 off and no tip. I did leave her a tip, but it was only a dollar.
Oh my gosh.
Was because I was so mad. I was like, my hand was shaking. And yeah, it made a squiggle. And I was like, well, I guess I'm leaving her a dollar now.
626 chimed in, said, Anthony, you need to get a pedicure because you clearly don't understand.
It's the best part.
I'll tell you this. I've gotten one pedicure in my life. Mm-hmm. I took my wife, for her birthday, we did a whole thing. Got the pedicure. Didn't like it. I'm too ticklish. I did not...
Silly, stop touching my feet.
I kept like grimacing and she had to like grab my ankle and like hold my foot. And then I do remember the lotion part. They go like all the way up your shin, right? They do like half the leg.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything for me.
That's the best part. Terry and Fontana, would you have argued over the $3?
No, I just would have gone back again. But I understand where you're coming from. But no, I would have just said, you know what? Go ahead, take it. I'm out of here and I'll make sure I have everybody let you come down here.
Yeah, it might have been a little extra to complain over the $3, but you know, I had my kids with me. I felt like I was teaching them a lesson.
That is so true, but I just would have said, because word of mouth does a lot of stuff.
Kelly was against the clock too. She had to get out of there, but instead of saving the time that she could have used somewhere else, you decided to battle in the salon.
Yeah. Rebecca, was I being dramatic or was it justified arguing over $3?
No, I think you were totally justified. I would have done the same thing.
For $3?
Yes.
Rebecca, can you tell Anthony the best part of the pedicure is when you get the lotion and massage?
Yes, I'm totally for it. I think that's like one of the main things about getting a pedicure.
Okay, wait, let me ask you that. If you're in the chair and you didn't get the lotion and they said, okay, you're done, why didn't you just keep sitting there and be like, wait, lotion?
Well, because I thought that she had overheard me saying I was in a hurry, so I thought she gave me like an expedited pedicure trying to do me a solid. No, she was trying to stick it to me and make me pay for something I didn't get.
Yeah, I would have thought she would be like, oh, she's in a hurry, I'm not gonna, like, we're gonna do a fast pedicure. But no, she was trying to dip you.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm really happy to see, because I thought there were going to be some people that would call me out on this for being a little crazy. But 909 says, you're totally correct, Kelly. No service, no pay. Also would not have tipped them. And I say you should put them on blast. I'm not going to go that far.
I say no.
Because I don't want to lose my job over the $3.
I don't want to make enemies here.
Yeah. I think I was justified.
I think that you were setting a good example for your boys, letting them know, hey, don't pay for stuff that you didn't get.
909 says you should have asked for the manager, which I did. And the manager kind of shied away, says I would have complained too. I'm always firm and respectful, but I'm not crazy. I'm not going to say I wasn't crazy, but I'll say I didn't cuss.
Which is big for you.
That is, because you know that's kind of my go-to.
It is.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Look at Amazon taking a page out of Domino's playbook. 30 minutes or less for your Amazon delivery. Would you pay an extra fee for it?
Gosh, really depends on what it is. But at the end of the day, I would say no, because I think of that Amazon driver and I don't want to give them the anxiety or the stress of having to get something in my house or to my house in 30 minutes or less.
You are so nice thinking of them. I'd be like, I need it now. Okay, I'll pay the extra fee.
What is it that you would need right then and there?
I don't know, but I'm sure there would be something that popped up that I was like, oh, that would be really convenient. I could just order it on Amazon. So Amazon is doing this ultra-fast delivery. They're actually testing out in Seattle and Philadelphia. And it's not going to be everything on Amazon. But they say there are going to be thousands of everyday household essentials and grocery items. 30-minute deliveries are going to start at $13.99 per order. But if you're a Prime member, it'll only be $3.99. $4 to get something to your house in 30 minutes or less.
$4 ain't bad either.
I'm thinking I would 100% do this. But here's why I don't think this will ever work in Southern California. I have an Amazon warehouse not too far from my house. If I order something on a Friday at 5 o'clock, as close as that Amazon warehouse is to my house, it's not getting there in 30 minutes. You're stuck in traffic.
See, I thought the exact opposite. I thought there's no way it's going to work in Philly, especially with like the terrible weather they're having right now. The delays would be nuts. I feel like with our great weather and how many warehouses we have.
That's true.
I think it could be beneficial out here.
And you know what? I am all for anything that is going to make my life a little more convenient, like the Target drive-up. That is a savior.
That was the best thing to come out of COVID.
100%. Especially during the holidays, too. I can do all of my shopping. I can go pick it up. You can throw it in the back of the cart. The kids will never see it. And I can get my shopping done with them.
Yeah, between that and like grocery shopping. Do the whole order on your phone. Pull up. Boom. Here you go.
Oh, I don't do groceries. I don't trust someone else to pick out my fruit.
Now that you say that, they don't do a very good job of that either. Why are my bananas brown?
Right? And why is my apple all bruised?
Get the yellow ones.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.